It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A seven-week series of hearings kicked off yesterday to determine the future of Enbridge's plan to reroute the Line 5 oil pipeline.
That pipeline move is opposed by environmental groups and tribal leaders from the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, whose reservation the pipe currently runs through.
The case is looking at whether the Department of Natural Resources followed state law when it approved necessary permits for Enbridge to start the reroute project.
Yesterday, the first of several hearings took place in Ashland. Tribal leaders from Bad River, environmental groups, and spokespeople for Enbridge made their opening statements, and members of the public are invited to weigh in as well.
It is the latest in a long-running legal battle about the future of this pipeline.
Danielle Kading is a reporter for WPR's Superior Bureau, where she covers the environment, energy, and news from northern Wisconsin. Danny, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Rob.
Well, take us inside the room on the first day of this series of hearings. Hearings can be sleepy. They can be chaotic. What was the tone in the room?
Yeah, I think it was mostly orderly. You know, when I first got there, there were people lined up outside the conference center to Northwood Technical College. But there were around 200 people at the hearing yesterday. And, you know, it was for the most part pretty orderly as people, you know, signed up to speak and weigh in on their thoughts about the DNR permits that were issued for Enbridge's project to reroute Line 5.
This is a long, complicated story you've been covering for a long time, Danny. What is at stake in this series of hearings?
Well, quite a bit to the people who feel they would be directly impacted by it. You know, it's a project that kind of separates people along ideological lines in terms of our energy future and what it means to people's livelihoods, whether they are for or against it. You have labor unions, farm and industry groups that say that the oil and gas move by Line 5 is vital to the region. And then you have the tribe and environmental advocates saying that this project would bring unavoidable impacts to water and wetlands and threaten the way of life for the Bad River tribe.
I understand this is a contested case hearing. What does that mean about who is making this decision and what it affects?
Yeah, so a contested case hearing is a legal proceeding, and it's similar to a court trial. And these hearings typically involve a challenge to an agency decision. And in this case, the tribe and environmental groups are challenging the permits issued by the Department of Natural Resources for Line 5 on this relocation project. And then the judge heard testimony from the public yesterday. And when it resumes, they'll hear evidence provided by experts from the tribe, environmental groups, Enbridge, and the DNR. And they'll all make their case on whether these permits met standards when they were issued or not.
Now, this is a state process. In 2023, a federal judge ruled that Enbridge had to remove the pipeline from the reservation by next summer. How could this current hearing and this process potentially affect the timeline and possibly outcome of that ruling?
Well, that court order does require Enbridge to reroute or shut down Line 5 on tribal lands where a judge ruled that they were trespassing, but that decision is being appealed. So that timeline could change. And then this hearing will run through early October. And then I believe that the administrative law judge has, I think, between 60 and 90 days to issue a decision. And Enbridge, for their part, says that they're ready to begin construction by the end of the year, pending the outcome and whether they secure a federal permit.
Tribal leaders from the Bad River Band have been opposing this pipeline for a long time, going back well over a decade. Here's Chairman Robert Blanchard talking to you yesterday.
There's the possibility of a huge, you know, disaster. You know, it could be a huge oil spill. Could be more than Kalamazoo. I just don't want to take that. I don't want to put our lands, our people, our homes in that in jeopardy.
Referring to an Enbridge line that burst and created an oil spill in the Kalamazoo River in Michigan. Now, we've got this reroute plan. Danny, what are the tribe's concerns about this reroute, the new map of this potential pipeline?
Yeah, well, the tribe is worried because the Line 5 reroute is upstream of their reservation, and it's still in the Bad River watershed where they have rights to hunt, fish, and gather under treaties. And so at the beginning of the hearing yesterday, it was mentioned that tribal members are beginning to harvest wild rice. You know, they call it Manoman, and this area has internationally recognized wild rice beds, and they fear that that would be damaged if there were a potential spill, and the tribe's chair said that this is their homeland, and they couldn't just pick up and move if they saw significant damage similar to the spill in Michigan.
We're talking to WPR's Danielle Kading about the latest in a long legal battle between the Bad River Band and environmental groups on one side, the Canadian oil company Enbridge, about whether the company can expand and reroute its Line 5 oil pipeline in northern Wisconsin. Danny covered the first day of this series of hearings. It was in Ashland yesterday. Enbridge was represented at the hearing, of course. Danny, what did they say to address some of those concerns being brought up here?
Well, I don't recall Enbridge making an opening statement yesterday, but I spoke with their tribal engagement director, and the company, for their part, thinks that the permits issued by the DNR were correct. They said that the agency conducted extensive study of the project for more than 4 years, and that the company designed this reroute to minimize harm, and that they believe it can be built with minimal environmental impact. And they say that any impact would be temporary during construction. And then they kind of focused on the 700 jobs that they say would be created by this project, as well as more than $130 million in local economic impact to the area.
You talked to a community member named Adam Cassino at the hearing yesterday. The Line 5 pipeline, I understand, crosses his property. Here's what he had to say.
It's a good economic stimulation for the area to do the to move forward with the project, but it's also it's the safest way to transport the product.
And Adam, I understand, contrasted with the options of moving it by truck, for example, for safety. Is this a common argument you've heard from supporters of the pipeline staying in the region?
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, supporters have often said that this is the best way to move it, you know, that it would take thousands of trucks daily if they were to transfer it through other means across northern Wisconsin and Michigan. You know, many who talked at the hearing yesterday said that they support the jobs this project would create, that they felt the DNR did do extensive review and that it can be built safely. And then they also highlighted like fears of a propane shortage or fuel price hikes if Line 5 were shut down and how that could impact homes and farms and businesses in the region. But other people focused on Enbridge's environmental track record of spills on its pipelines and just, you know, some people said that the company outright lies and can't be trusted. They said the company has failed to show enough information to regulators, and Enbridge can't just simply restore wetlands or waterways that would be affected by this project.
This is interesting. You talked to one of the lawyers from Clean Wisconsin, the environmental group, who said this case isn't really about whether or not the pipeline should exist. It's an issue of administrative law about whether or not the DNR should have issued those permits. Was that kept in focus during the hearing yesterday, or did we hear a lot more about wider debates about the role of the pipeline?
You know, I think most people who spoke during the first half of the hearing yesterday talked about jobs, the need for energy provided by Line 5, and what that would mean if these permits weren't upheld or the project couldn't move forward. That said, more than 150,000 people submitted comments to federal regulators last year opposing the project. But, you know, all of this is just the start of the hearing, and experts will go into finer detail about review of the company's plans when these proceedings resume in September.
Now, the question here is whether the DNR did the right job in reviewing this application. Have you heard from the DNR as this has been challenged, either at the hearing yesterday or elsewhere?
Yeah, I mean, the DNR, for its part, defended their process. They said that they used the appropriate level of scrutiny and staff experience to examine known and potential impacts, that they engaged outside professionals and sought additional requirements and revisions from Enbridge on their plans over many months before issuing a permit, which included more than 200 conditions. You know, environmental groups have responded to that and saying, you know, it's not whether or not the DNR is trying to earnestly review this project, that they just don't feel that it was adequately assessed because they don't have that baseline data of how this project would affect waterways and wetlands. And without that, then they can't really assess whether the services these wetlands offers, like flood mitigation or filtering pollutants, whether or not those will be affected long term.
Now we've got, as you mentioned, this is the start of a process of hearings here. In the end, if the judge says, yeah, no, the DNR got this wrong, the process is wrong, these permits are not valid, what then? What would happen next in that scenario?
Well, I think, you know, ultimately, whatever decision the judge makes based on the evidence that's presented by all sides in this, it's almost certainly going to end up being appealed and litigated in state courts. And we've seen challenges to permits go all the way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And so I think that this project is going to continue to face legal challenges on multiple fronts at the state and federal level. And I guess kind of the question is ultimately, will those challenges go so far that they would end up before the United States Supreme Court and its conservative majority?
And then there are other shoes waiting to drop. You mentioned the federal court. There was a ruling that's being appealed by both sides in the ruling. I understand there's an Army Corps of Engineers decision we're waiting on. What other things are out there beyond this hearing that you have your eye on?
Yeah, well, I guess like the federal permit is going to be something to watch next to, you know, and also the proceedings ongoing with this. But, you know, with the federal permit, it's not a foregone conclusion the Army Corps will issue it. But President Donald Trump's administration has made clear he supports oil and gas projects. He's directed agencies to fast track permitting them. And then we've also got like international agreements. You know, the Canadian government has invoked a 1977 treaty that ensures the flow of oil between the U.S. and Canada. So there's a lot of different moving parts in this. But I think ultimately we're just going to continue to see more challenges to this project.
Danny, we'll leave it there. Thanks for helping us juggle all these different moving parts.
Thank you, Rob, for having me on.
That's WPR's Danielle Kading, who reports on the environment and energy out of our bureau in Superior. She brought us up to speed on the latest with Enbridge's proposed Line 5 pipeline reroute. There was a hearing yesterday in Ashland with opening statements and public testimony. That next hearing will be held on September 3rd in Madison.